Right, so Sarah and I are just on our way back from Bundoran, where there were strikingly few buns to be had. I certainly didn't spot any in the wind booth. What did you like best about Bundoran, Sarah? Yes, you do. You said you like the amusements, Sarah. You wanted to spend all our money from the cinema. Not that the cinema was bad, it's just that we want to see a shit film.
Salt machine?
Yeah, it was quite disappointing.
Oh no, I'm sure
it was my fault. It was a bit like doing yoga classes with Moby and Bjork, and while your head was like covered with a basket of ice. And I thought...
He was cute.
Yes, but I felt like it was the last time I had a breakdown on hash. I was so relaxed, I thought I was just like gonna melt into the furniture.
Well, it's for kids anyway, you have to practice those, you know, really. Like...
If you had kids, would you take them to see that?
No. Die of boredom.
Do you have little nephews or nieces that you would take?
No.
No. I think my niece would have better things to do than that.
Hello.
She might disagree with me, but...
Okay.
So, why did you give Shaun the Sheep out of 10?
I gave it a 1. It was crap.
We
walked out of the cinema.
We did, I. I'd give it a 4. Or
did
3. No, I'll give it a 3. I'll give it a 3.
You were the one snoring on the
thing. It was a very slow start, I thought. Good animation. Couldn't fault the animation. The story was just non-existent.
Really, really, really boring.
Yeah.
So boring.
You know, I've had kids that were up at night that were like screaming and swearing and stabbing the wallpaper. Yes, yes. Yes, because like you can't give kids a reefer.
Yeah. Just put you to sleep. It's like a natural sleep remedy. You don't need to
use like sleep calming
tablets. Sleep tablets? Sleeping tablets?
Shaping tablets? It could be used for medicinal purposes. You could bust load like alcoholics out and like people. I think. Are you sure I was snoring?
Yeah, you were. Yeah. I was looking when they were like looking behind. They were like, what's up?
Let's pass
them. It's like sound effects. The film
was
so serene. You
were
asking, like,
isn't
violent soundtracks from
those
films?
I am rock and roll. What about the now the other end of the scale. What do you like better, the bowling or the amusements?
The amusements, definitely.
Yeah, I think, because for me, I haven't been in so long to the amusements.
I know. My voice sounds terrible on this.
Aye. Does Sarah's voice sound terrible on this?
Are you going to put this
phone
on YouTube?
No. I wouldn't lower myself.
Right.
We're so much better than YouTube.
Right.
See some of the comments or something? They're really nasty.
I know, but that's why we should put it on, because people are like, oh my god, this is so shit.
No, listen. People that don't know how to watch TV and just take it as face value, they have to, like, be really nasty and make podcasts about it, or YouTube comments.
Do you know what? Just put it on and see what people say. You never know. We could go viral with our exciting
phone. Oh, yeah, of course.
Shaun the Sheep. Oh, my God.
Tell us. Give us.
We're just driving at the moment. We're actually driving back from Bundoran. So while we're talking, we're just driving.
I was thinking we might knock over a rabbit. But we haven't done that yet.
Hopefully not.
Oh.
It's lovely. Really nice night, isn't it?
It is. We played the amusements. It was one of those places they give you out the tokens. And it was very exciting. I almost came. But we got like 104 tokens.
And what can you win with that?
You can win a giant Winnie the Pooh badge. Everything that... You need 900 tokens for a giant lollipop, which is the coolest thing ever.
You need need that when he's a wee badge. And you're like, no.
I don't want another effing key ring.
But he needed that when he's a wee badge. That would suit you really well.
The coolest thing I had of the 100 was this ball that lit up and it was spiky. But there were none left in the box. So we just were taking our tickets home with us. There are currency now. Here, you know, if you like burn a £10 note, it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you burn the tickets because they're currency. Does anybody really care?
Probably not.
No.
I'm hearing nobody would notice. But all in all, like, what did you think of
Bundoran?
First time in Donegal.
Yeah, I quite liked it. The £10 bowling was great. I liked that wee Pages Cafe we were in.
Yeah.
That was good. It had a nice greasy spoon, but without being greasy.
Really greasy.
And it was a proper seaside town. The only way seaside towns used to be, they used to be big about the sea.
Yeah.
Used to have lots of concrete where you could, that was, you know, that had been there for like 50 years.
Yeah,
lots of new concrete rubbish.
Yeah, that's true.
And like weird handrails at odd places.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can imagine back in the day there'd be like a wee outdoor swimming pool down there.
Probably
would have been one. I'll have to go home and look at that map. You said we were looking out over to the other end of the sea was America. So
yeah,
that's quite.
The Atlantic Ocean, I think, as far as I know. So I think how far, you know.
I suppose that's when like people would leave. For America in the boats.
Yeah.
You know, thousands are sailing.
Famine?
Yeah. Don't really think about that in the north, being, well, I'm from born in Belfast, so
yeah.
We just got like a shitty lock and
yeah,
the Liverpool
go over to Scotland,
channel.
Liverpool.
Yeah, but the Scottish are just, they're too much like us,
really?
So it's really not worth the bother.
Okay, I love Scotland. I love Glasgow, Dundee. Edinburgh's okay, it's a bit, you know,
sleepy.
Edinburgh,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, do you hear that, Edinburgh? Do you hear what... I quite like Edinburgh, how dare you?
But all my friends are from Scotland.
It's got nice hills and
they
stuff.
They don't like Edinburgh. And they're not from Edinburgh.
Edinburgh's
like
got...
It.
Oh, Edinburgh's got...
Okay.
It's like...
It's lovely.
So find Scotch in Edinburgh.
Scotch?
Yeah.
Scotch whiskey?
Good 30 quid sort of for a shot off Scotch. And it's like, oh, else you just have to sit down for 5-10 minutes after. If you're weak like I am. I love Edinburgh, big rolling hills and steep steps. And, and it's like one of those cities that feels... That feels hundreds of years old. It's got all the original. It's got street paving. The streets feel like they're hundreds of years old.
And I know, and I used to live in America.
Am I wrong?
I was a teenager. It was really bad smell of like hops. It was a big brewery, Caledonian brewery, and it just used to make me feel homesick. It was kind of like a horrible smell. I'm going to go home. To see so far away. It's weird, like, smell does that to you.
Yeah, there was a certain the smell of... No, I know exactly what you mean about the smell of hops anyway, but...
Just
maybe
say homesick
smell.
People can
grow up there's all those people that have listened to this in New Zealand and...
That's in the pattern, right?
In Mexico, who will miss the smell of potato, cheese and onion.
Right.
Not particularly... strong stench that they have, it's just so, it's like makes you feel at one with being part of the wonderful Northern Ireland. So what could be better? And you can't, unless you eat 2 bags of crisps.
Oh God, eat the whole pack.
Yeah, eat them really fast.
Six pack potatoes.
So how much should we charge for this podcast? I think $1.49 is very reasonable.
I think people will think we're demented. And people will be like, call up the police to lock us up on padded rooms.
I was saying that, what was that place that we drove through? It reminded me of a cross between Edinburgh and Lisbon.
Ballyshannon?
Ballyshannon, yeah. With its big neon bridge.
One screen cinema.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, no joke. One screen.
Ah, bless.
There's a play that shows every 3 months.
Right.
So backwards.
What's the play?
I don't know. It's really not very common anyway.
John Robbins was telling me, remember John was telling me that...
John Bimble? Yeah.
That in Tala, where he lives, they have, I think every so often they have I think I remember it as like every 3 months or so, but it was every year.
Yeah.
If one of the Rocky Horror Picture Show was on, everybody comes down and dressed up in that gear and stuff.
That's
scary, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's quite popular in a lot of places, that sort of traditional restraining. I never really took to the Rocky Horror stuff, but maybe that deserves me rewatching. Yeah, probably does. Okay, so we're now down a very dark road. That's the name of this road, isn't it? A very dark, windy road.
That goes on for about 20 miles, but it's kind of treacherous road, you know. Okay, I don't want to get scary stuff over.
Was that someone on the ground? Sure. As I mentioned earlier, they tell me all the accident points, scare the life out of you. So when I went home to the beach, now you didn't sleep. I was
here
so scared. And she said there was a sheep that was killed on it,
and
a ghost.
Yeah.
It's ghost.
Still up here.
Yeah, still up here. Much like film.
It's like, it haunts your mind because it's so crap.
Well, so that was probably it. We just run over
the
sheep ghost, yeah.
This podcast is going crazy.
Yeah.
Did you
write special effects full of sheep ghost?
I know.
I remember I was at a farm with a friend. Another farm, and I got really walking out in the dark my first night there, and I got really scared. And I these white figures up on the cliff, and there's some sheep, but I told them it was phantom joggers. I said I was really scared, but they cleared up. It wasn't that a great story?
My aunt's very good at telling those stories. She's adamant that it's true, right? And she told me this story, and it's a good story, right? But she says it's very true, and she obviously, when I was younger, and I would have believed it. But she said, whenever my husband was really young, she got up to feed him in the middle of the night, the bottle. And she walked over in the middle of the floor, and she said, the devil. Kept pushing her back, and she couldn't get to the cot, and she struggled.
That's quite a popular motif in ghost stories,
really?
The feeling of being pushed or pulled in a particular direction.
It's freaky though, through the dark, you know, I don't believe it.
The last time I heard that was when I was out on Rathlin. Oh, is that like a reflective mirror or something?
A sheet ghost?
There we go, that's our first swear on the podcast.
Oh,
I think I swear earlier. No, it was just blasphemy, just wrong blasphemy, that's okay.
What's that?
What? Don't do that, there's nothing there. I was going to tell you about the Sack Bam, which was a Rathlin ghost story about a man being
murdered.
He was walking home, he might have been drunk, might not have been, but he felt something come over his eyes, and it was like a sack. He felt his vision was obscured, and he felt like something had pushed over his eyes, and something was holding him back. So he struggled with himself, and he raised his elbows, pushed it off, to get away from this thing, and he took a couple of minutes and ran on up the hill, and looked back, and he just saw a sack, a rope, lay behind him, the sack bar.
Sack bar? Actually, I'll tell you a story, right? It was actually on this road, but it was going into Dillon. And it was a couple of years ago, but I was coming home one night late or something. This guy in a black mask walking along the road with a crowbar. It really freaked me out. There's a story.
I sleep easy in my bed tonight.
All the stories about haunted houses. I used to live up with somebody haunted, very haunted. My dad actually found a bone, femur bone of some sort of animal, the mouth out something.
I've got very definitive ideas on ghosts. I mean, I know people have had a lot of good counters. I believe there's something there because, you know, it's...
Do you think it's a spirit world?
Yes, but I want to add, these things come about through certain doorways being opened and that, but in the realm of... a lot of what goes on in the realm of belief can go on in the realm of magic. And things are things that science doesn't yet understand. And I follow a system where if you choose not to believe in those things, they won't freak you out. It's the ostrich. It's the ostrich thing, I suppose. Really, if I'm gonna be, you know, you stick your head in the sand and it doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. I'm not saying that.
I'm freaked out now. That light scared me.
Right. Well, that house has always has been there, and it has had a light for many years.
Oh my God! That tree scared me.
That's not a tree. That's the moon. There's these brilliant trees along this road.
Yeah.
I what type of trees? Are the ones that?
I don't know.
Would be on my side. They're like.
Beech
tree or something? Yes, they're just like bits of wood. Like thin bits of wood with gaps between them.
Yeah.
Those wonderful trees, Diane.
Lovely.
So will that end our first podcast at the 1847?
What a brilliant.
Or should we keep going?
Piece of commentary.
Yeah, because like I think $1.99.
$1.99.
People are
just gonna be
ripped
after.
We're gonna crash iTunes.
I know. It's gonna be like.
I don't even know how to work iTunes. Do you use iTunes?
No.
I don't want that crap on my computer. That slows everything down.
Well, I was just thinking, did you pick up your computer from earlier?
Oh, fuck. You fucker. You scared the shit out of me.
Sorry. I was looking at your face. Sorry.
Right. I think, okay. Yes, it's in the back.
It is in the back.
Yes.
Now people might say.
All right. I want to believe.
You have it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know.
Commentary load of crap.
Oh, maybe you need the video for that. She just pulled a really scary twist on me.
I know. Oh. Flipping car.
Didn't see that coming.
No.
Okay. So, phone in, vote yes if you want me to replace Sarah as my co-podcasters for next time.
Why is off? I'm the best bit of commentary in this. No, I'm joking on crap.
Well, I don't like to say it. It's a bit rude. Especially as we're on air.
Next week, tune in to hear more ghost stories.
Next week. Oh, we were talking about we might review some episodes. Of an old Australian soap opera.
Yeah.
We'll review one if people, like if somebody says, how many people need to say yes for us to review an episode?
Well,
of either Sons and Daughters, Prisoner Cell Block H. Or what was the other one?
If we get three yeses.
If we get three yeses, we'll review one episode of one of the above.
Thumbs down, and they're like,
yeah.
No.
No, but people don't even do that on the internet. They just sort of, as you put it on Facebook, and we'll have...
Oh, coffee, Matt, I'm just on Facebook.
See, nobody likes Facebook. No, people just say nothing on the internet, unless, you know...
Unless it's really bad.
Unless it's just waiting or
diabolical.
Something. Yeah. So tune in next time to see our podcast tie-in, where we will be interviewing Joss Whedon and Robert Downey Jr. and Miley Cyrus.
Are you serious?
We'll have them all in the same room. They'll all be in the back of your car.
Yes, yes. We're going to be doing, like, on-the-road interviews of people. Like when we're driving.
Yeah.
Yes, this is what we could do on, right?
It's quite driving. Maybe our commentary would be driving and what we see, you know. Okay. There you go.
Sort of like, it's like sort of live moment of
what's
happening.
If
you know what I mean?
Yes. Sounds crazy. It did sound crazy when you pulled that sudden turn. And I like nearly jumped out of my skin, yeah.
That sounds like, excuse me. No, we're just fighting the road. We're going to be doing a wee turn around, fighting the road and... Going bonkers.
Sarah has a vision.
Oh God. We're not right in the head. Bonkers. Pure bonkers.
Bonkers in a nut. Insane in the membrane.
Well, we're passing by the lake now, so really nice out here, you know.
It is.
Behind the car at the moment. Just, you know.
It's very picturesque. But if I was to take a picture of it for you or a video, it would just look like a melted Cadbury's cream egg.
Really?
Like, disappearing under the waves.
Okay.
So I'll not do that. You just have to rely on Sarah's beautiful description of it. Which is, it is. It's a lovely moon. You've got
lovely
different
moon.
Layers, shapes, blackness, trees.
We're behind the car.
It's like a
sea. Or should we pass the car?
Nah. It might have an axe.
Oh, murder on the loose.
Oh, I don't
right
want
the forest.
I don't like to.
I'm going to overtake because there's a street here. I'm going to there's a car coming. Could be a murder in that car.
Okay. Well, tune in next week to find out if there's a murder. Actually, better make it a month because it's the internet, you know.
I know.
Or a bit busy.
That's true, yeah, we are.
But if you've made it this far, thanks very much for listening. It's been lovely to have you here.
Hope we haven't bored you.
In our back seat. Shit, that sounds sick.
What?
Sounds like weird, some weird sexual unwelcome advance. In our back seat.
What does that mean, anyway?
I don't know. I didn't say it.
In our back seat. Ooh,
thank you and goodbye, Sarah.
Thank you for listening. You really have bothered to listen past 1 minute.
Yeah. We will not judge you.
Yeah, true. You know, we're just hoping to get our name out there as we radio broadcasters.
I'm not.
Neither am I. I'm not going to call it, frankly.
Where shall we go next?
We're heading to the Skillen right now.
Right.
So
the old cotton mill.
Cotton mill?
Yeah.
What,
Mother's Pence? Yeah, with the...